Exclusive: Jessica Vaughn, Biden is hollowing out Central America to satisfy open borders lobby. By John Binder on March 29, 2021. President Joe Biden's immigration agenda is hollowing out parts of Central America to satisfy the egos of the open borders crowd, Center for Immigration Studies Director of Policy Jessica Vaughn says. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Sunday, Vaughn said Biden's policies of eliminating border controls, gutting interior immigration enforcement, restarting catch and release, and stopping construction of a border wall is helping to erode the social and economic fabric of Central America while creating issues for American communities. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Jessica Vaughn, March 28, 2021. I can't imagine a more immoral or more inhumane policy where we entice people to turn their life savings over to a criminal smuggling organization and take this dangerous journey with children, Vaughn said. We are encouraging people to do this and it is wrong, I believe, Vaughn continued. We are hollowing out these towns and cities and villages in Central America and encouraging people to leave for a life that might not be that much better when they get here. It's certainly causing problems for Americans and legal immigrants and American communities. Last week, a Gallup survey found that 42 million foreign nationals south of the southern border want to migrate to the U.S. for perspective. This is a foreign population larger than the entire resident population of California. Vaughn said the Biden policies are satisfying the egos of the open borders crowd. While former President Trump's administration showed us how to easily fix issues such as catch and release. In his first week in office, Biden eliminated the Remain in Mexico program and is now releasing border crossers enrolled in the program into the U.S. interior, as well as thousands of other border crossers, oftentimes without being tested for the Chinese coronavirus. In addition, the Biden administration canceled U.S. asylum agreements with Central America and now prevents the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency from arresting and deporting any illegal alien who is not a recently convicted aggravated felon, a terrorist, or a known gang member. Vaughn said the policies created a foreseeable mass migration to the U.S.-Mexico border that the nation is now experiencing. We had people reporting from south of the border that the numbers were starting to go up. There were people starting to come, at the end of the fall and in the winter. Because they expected this to happen, Vaughn said of the migration. Migrants expected Biden to reverse Trump's policies and to open the border, Vaughn said. And they were right. They knew this was going to happen too. In some places, they were actually kind of storming the ports of entry soon after Biden took office and chanting Biden. Biden. Since Biden took office, illegal immigration has skyrocketed. A report this week reveals that the Biden administration is expecting tens of thousands of unaccompanied alien children, UAC, to make their way to the U.S.-Mexico border in upcoming months. As Breitbart News exclusively reported, Biden's administration has released more than 23,400 border crossers into the U.S. interior since February. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.